Reporting two US vessels have arrived in Qatari waters to participate in joint Navy drills just days after the American president accused Qatar of supporting terrorism. On Wednesday, Washington struck a deal with Doha for the purchase of fighter jets, estimated initially to cost $12 billion. One Qatari official says that's proof then that the US still backs the Gulf state. RT's Jacqueline Voger takes a closer look at America's recent policy in the region.
We heard Trump say time and again that he will do whatever it takes to defeat terrorism and those supporting it.
The nation of Qatar has historically been a funder of terrorism at a very high level.
So everyone was waiting to see what actions the U.S. would take against the Gulf country. Sanctions, perhaps? But no. Instead, the U.S. has signed a deal to sell Doha $12 billion worth of fighter jets, and there are plans to sell them even more later this year. And that's not all. Two U.S. Navy combat ships have reportedly arrived in Doha to carry out joint drills with the Qatari Navy. Conflicting messages much?
It's kind of standard behavior for the U.S. Don't we sell weapons to almost everyone in the world and then create wars to keep having a market?
This is a good indication of the administration and what they're doing everywhere.
Given the current president, I'm not that surprised that he would be pretty hypocritical. I think we're kind of increasing tensions.